20th anniversary of the SETI Institute. It's been around that long, huh?
It has, yes. Yes, it has. Mind you, I haven't been with the SETI Institute for 20 years, but I have been there for maybe two-thirds of that length of time, actually. Close to
it. How did it start?
Well, it started back in the days when there was this very small NASA SETI program. Many of the listeners may recall or may know that SETI, modern SETI, this idea of trying to eavesdrop on signals from other worlds, actually began with an experiment in 1960 conducted by Frank Drake. And he was just a one-man astronomer doing a little experiment for 2 weeks in West Virginia, and that sort of started the whole field. Now, that, as I say, that was 1960, so that's 44 years ago now.
Sure.
But by the 1970s, enough interest in this idea had developed that NASA, some guys at NASA, actually more specifically out here on the West Coast at the NASA Ames Research Center, which is at the bottom of the San Francisco Bay, they tried to put together a little experiment, a little NASA experiment to listen, actually, to build the receivers that would be best for listening for signals from other worlds. And so this project was getting underway, and it seemed at this point that it might be a good idea for organizational reasons to form a nonprofit institute. The idea for that actually came from a fellow by the name of Tom Pearson, who these days is the CEO, chief executive officer of the SETI Institute, and has been since its founding. And 20 years ago this last weekend, he drove to Sacramento and got the paper signed to make this nonprofit institute. Now, that's all bureaucratic, and people may say, well, yeah, that's not terribly interesting. But it turns out that, in fact, it was extremely interesting when, in 1993, Congress killed the NASA SETI program, because that meant there was this organization all set up, ready to go with all the people and the expertise and, you know, the desks and the computers and,
yeah,
you know, ready to keep on going with private money.
Was it budget cuts that they killed it, that Congress killed it?
Yeah, that's what happened was in 1993. There was a congressman, a senator from Nevada, who had actually been targeting SETI for a while. Actually, SETI had been targeted before, too, in the 1980s. William Proxmire, and another congressman, mm-hmm, had given SETI its Golden Fleece Award, and he had canceled the NASA SETI program there, saying, oh, well, this is, you know, clearly a boondoggle and that sort of thing. And Carl Sagan went and had a little chat with him. And the next year, SETI was back in the NASA budget. Now, one thing to keep in mind is that SETI, even at the height of the expenditures, was never more than 1/1,000th of the whole NASA budget. I mean, it was always a tiny, tiny thing. Okay, so it really wasn't a whole lot of money. But in any case, in 1993, this was long after Proxmire's Golden Fleece Award.
Yeah. He was a senator from Wisconsin, I think.
No, he was actually from Nevada. Well, Proxmire was from Wisconsin, yes. But,
yeah.
But this fellow was from, Richard Bryan was his name. He was a senator from Nevada, which is kind of ironic because Nevada has the extraterrestrial highway and Area 51 and all that, and they seem to have some interest in aliens.
And they've got art.
And they've got art. And you should ask Art about this. In any case, he was, I think, looking for an issue. And in any case, what happened was that the Senate said, well, sorry, NASA, don't spend any more money on SETI. And that's what happened in 1993.
So then who was the one? Was it Pearson who went out and raised private money to keep this going for so long?
Well, Pearson was indeed the CEO. He was the administrative lead of the Institute then. But in fact, the Institute also had amongst its employees a fellow by the name of Barney Oliver. And that's not a name that a lot of people are going to recognize, but in fact, they know of his work because he was the head of the Research and Development Department of Hewlett-Packard for his first 20 years. He was a childhood friend of Bill Hewlett and Dave Packard.
Okay.
So if you have a pocket calculator, and many people do, that was Barney Oliver's idea, really. He's a very, very clever fellow, one of the smartest guys I ever met, and he was very interested in SETI, so he was working for the NASA SETI program. When this money got canceled by Congress, he called up his former employers, Hewlett and Packard, and several other high-tech entrepreneurs and said, look, we've got a little project going here. How would you like to, you know, contribute
keep it going
money?
For us.
Yeah.
Good for him. Yeah. And so you live. Who owns Arecibo, by the way, that telescope?
Well, the taxpayers do, really, because that's funded by your tax dollars. It's run by people at Cornell University, mostly, but The initiative to build that came from Cornell, but it's actually tax money that supports it, the
okay.
operation.
And the new project now, the Paul Allen Telescope Array, that was donations from obviously Paul Allen, right?
It was, but not only. Yeah, Paul Allen certainly has given the bulk of the money to build this new telescope that's designed from the pedestal up to be optimal for SETI work. And it'll be, you know, when we turn that thing on, it'll be 100 times faster than anything we've done before. But in fact, we still need more money to complete it. So, you know, lots of people have given money, and we're going to need lots more people to give money to complete
what's,
that.
What's the target date for that?
Well, it depends entirely on the funding, George.
Ah, okay. So if it was funded today, could get it up pretty soon.
Yeah, it'd be done in 2 years if the money were there today. I can tell you that in another couple of months, if you go up to the site where this observatory is, it's here in Northern California. It's about 200 miles from San Francisco. So it's up in the mountains, you know, beautiful place, but not a lot of people. You would see, in a couple of months, you'll see 33 antennas on the ground there. But the goal is to have 350.